He was shivering in his sleep when they came for him, late that night. Maud opened the door, but kept his silence. Savara's Egan woke Tyrion with the point of his boot. "On your feet, imp. My lady wants to see you." Tyrion rubbed the sleep from his eyes and put on a grimace he scarcely felt. "No doubt she does, but what makes you think I wish to see her?" Ser Varys frowned. Tyrion remembered him well from the years he had spent at King's Landing as the captain of the Hand's household guard, a square, plain face, silver hair, heavy build, and no humour whatsoever. "Your wishes are not my concern. On your feet, or I'll have you carried." Tyrion clambered awkwardly to his feet. "A cold night," he said casually, "and the high hall is so draughty. I don't wish to catch a chill. Maud, if you would be so good, fetch my cloak." The jailer squinted at him, face dull with suspicion. "My cloak," Tyrion repeated. "The shadow skin you took from me for safekeeping, you recall?" "Get him the damnable cloak," Ser Varys said. Maud did not dare grumble. He gave Tyrion a glare that promised future retribution, yet he went for the cloak. When he draped it around his prisoner's neck, Tyrion smiled. "My thanks. I shall think of you whenever I wear it." He flung the trailing end of the long fur over his white shoulder and felt warm for the first time in days. "Lead on, Ser Varys."